Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
This is Linda Kirvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society. In the icy, short days of winter, you may think that nature itself has curled up to hibernate. Our gardens are colorless. Deciduous trees are stripped down to bare limbs and twigs. Many birds have bid us farewell before flying south. In truth, what remains to be seen and heard of nature here in winter is more subtle and less complex. Now is the time to learn calls and songs of birds that reside here year-round, to hear them in solo performances before the confusing springtime symphonies of birdsong. This first bird calls its own name. That would be a chickadee. Black-capped chickadees take sunflower seeds one at a time from our feeders. When I'm out snowshoeing or skiing in our forests, inquisitive chickadees are my welcome companions. They put joy in a wintry day. Sometimes a winter chickadee flock has other birds. This bird sounds like a child's squeak toy, but that nasal call belongs to the red-breasted nuthatch. Look for this chunky small bird at your suet feeder or cruising up and down tree trunks in search of bugs. We also have a minimalist in our winter bird repertoire. That single note belongs to the Townsend's solitaire, which looks like a lean robin but the sober gray of an overcast sky. Solitaires get through our winters dining mostly on juniper berries. Their call stakes out their winter feeding territory. They are regulars at our heated bird bath, I suppose washing down all those puckery berries. Winter is the time to appreciate Townsend solitaire before their singular tune is drowned out by the chorus of returning migrants. You often hear chickadees, nuthatches, and solitaires before you see them, as their plumage is neither colorful nor splashy. If you notice these calls on a winter's day, it is because you are tranquil and focused on the nature around you, leaving civilization's hubbub behind. Winter birds can do that for you. We will share more of Kevin Culver's bird recordings with you this winter on Wild About Utah. This is Linda Kirvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.